Welcome to Room 33. I am Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. I want to let my listeners know that this is the last podcast of Room 33. I started in June 2011. I have started a writing project and want to devote time to that. Thanks to all who have listened in the past. My website, carltroutman.com, will stay active. If you wish, you will still be able to access my podcast library. Now on to the final podcast of Room 33. Today would have been the 46th birthday of Todd Beamer. Who was Todd Beamer? He was a passenger on Flight 93 of United Airlines on September 11, 2001. Todd was born in Michigan and graduated from Wheaton College in Illinois. He worked for the Oracle Corporation. He, along with others on the plane, tried to stop hijackers who, it is thought by some, were planning on flying it into the U.S. Capitol or the White House. Beamer and others on the plane were courageous. They went to try and get in the cockpit to stop the hijacking. The plane crashed into a field in Pennsylvania. Todd Beamer acted on the need for change. If he could help it, he would not let the hijackers succeed. They did not. Beamer was only 32 when he died. He left behind two children and his wife, Lisa. Lisa later had a daughter born after his death. In 2002, a New Jersey post office was dedicated to him. A school in Federal Way, Washington is named after him. The following is attributed to Ernest Hemingway. Courage is grace under pressure. Thomas Merton wrote that, "You do not need to know precisely what is happening or exactly where it is all going. What you need is to recognize the possibilities and challenges offered by the present moment and to embrace them with courage, faith, and hope." Courage, hope, and faith, and Todd Beamer. Rest in peace, Todd. Thanks for listening, and this is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.